Okay, we are in the top line of Membeis and Aleph. Amar Mar.
If the Mitzayra, the Nazir, and the Levian didn't take a haircut with the tar, or they left over Stesaris, they weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, meaning all three of them had a Mitzvah. The Nazir at the end of his Naziris, the Mitzayra at the end of his Taras two times, and the Levium in one time historically, if they didn't use the tar or they left over Stay Saris, they were not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Amar Vachabre Dervika, Zayse Meres, this teaches me, the Rubai Kekulai Midaraisa. The Rubai Kekulai isn't the Raisa, meaning normally, Rubai is Kekulai, unless the Torah says you need Kulai. Mimai, Vidigala Rachmana Gabe Nazir, Bayoy Mashri Yigalchenu. Meaning the Torah repeated itself two times. It says, the Gilach Raisai, it's not written by Nazir Tahar. The Gemara is going to point that out momentarily. The Pasuk says, the Timei Raisa is right. The Gilach Raisai Biyayim Tarasai, Biyayim Hashvi Yigalchenu. The Torah twice told us to take a haircut. Could have just said, the Gilach Raisai Biyayim Tarasai, Biyayim Hashvi. Why does it have to say Yigalchenu at the end? To tell me, by repeating it, the Torah is saying, here we want the whole head, not just right. But without that, we would say, so the double lashon of Yigalchenu is to teach me here the Torah is insisting on 100%, really not 100%, I'll get to that in a second, but basically on 100%, whereas normally if the Torah would not have repeated it, I would have been satisfied with the right. Frek the Gemara, Maskel or Yeshiv, Reb Chanina, Hai B'Nazir Tamexiv. This is not written by Nazir at the end of his Naziris. This is written by the Nazir Tamei at the end of his Tuma. So how do you bring it to Naziris Tara? Malchvalei B'Maraga. So they laughed and answered all of this question. And Mivni, they said, Nazir Tamei D'Mitar Minolam. How do I know the whole halacha of how the Nazir Tamei does Taglachas? Minazir Tar Yolov. We learn it out from Nazir Tar. Right, by Nazir Tar, it says Tar. We learned it out from the fact that it says Tar by Rosha Admalais, right, to tell me that you need Tar, right, and therefore we learned it out from Nazir Tame. By the way, I'll get to that in a second. I'm just pointing out that I don't know how you learn it out. It doesn't say what kind of limud there is between Nazir Tar and Nazir Tame. I looked around in the Mefarshim, I didn't see anybody explain how do we learn out Nazir Tame from Nazir Tar. We're saying, since Nazir Tar needs Tar, so does Nazir Tameh. So once you open up that line of communication between Nazir Tar and Nazir Tameh, so therefore, same thing, you may see Nazir Tar, but they love me Nazir Tameh. Ma Tameh, you tashar, stay Saris, but like Klum, right? Avat, Hachanami, you tashar, stay Saris, like Klum, Avat. Just like by Nazir Tameh, we say you have to count everything off, because it says twice, it says, Begilach, Yigachenu. So we compare Nazir Tar to Nazir Tamei, and again, I don't know if Rabbeinu Artscroll tells me, but I don't know what this limud between the two is. The Gemara does not identify what the limud is, and I didn't see, again, but I didn't see anybody point out how we learn one from the other. It just says, we learn out Tamei from Tar, so we can learn out Tar from Tamei. Why don't we say one hair is ma'akev? If you need kulay, so why don't we say one hair is ma'akev? Why do we only say two hairs are ma'akev? So they say, because the word sear, right, if you look, it's called sar. Sar means plural. Sara would be singular. And since the Torah picked sar instead of sara, that would be proof that it's plural that bothers us. So count all the plurals, meaning if you left over two, he left over plural. But if he left over one, that's not under sar. That would mean the word sara, and therefore one is not a chasar. The Taz uses this. I don't know if he brings this, but he says that the tefillah that we say, Rosh Hashanah, Meloi HaKal HaOlam Kulai B'Chvaydai. Why does it say Kal HaOlam Kulai? Why do we repeat twice Kal HaOlam Kulai? He says, if we would only say it once, I would say Rubik HaKulai. But since it says kol olam kuloi, so the repetition tells us 100%, not just right. The Rush. Rush, midagali rachmana, by me it's the first Rush on Membezim and Aleph. Midagali rachmana gabi nazir bayayim ashri yigachanu. Blo yitzrech, it's not necessary. The Krav Sivu gilach is rashay. And Rush minan, the minan taglach is shlema. Blo yishayir klum, shouldn't leave anything over. Habahuma, but regularly, when there is no extra limud, rubik akuloi. Hai benazir tamik siv, hai yigachanu damash makuloi, that which Achenu that says Kulai, period, of Masnifin Tani Abinazitar, Bay Saris Makwith. It says it by Nazitame. So how do I know Nazitar? And the answer is there's a certain limud between the two, and just like there's a limud between the two to tell us that you can compare one to the other, and I don't know what that limud is. And once you compare it for the fact that you need tar, you also compare it for the fact that two hairs are ma'akif. In the sugi of Ruba Kekula, I'm not going to get into it, but there's a big discussion of when you say Ruba Kekula. It's not so simple. Nobody says if you eat Roivik Zayas of matzah, you're Yaitz of matzah because Ruba Kekula. Nobody says that if you drink a Revius, by Roiv Revius, we do say that you are Yaitz of Kiddush. Yeah, we do say Roiv Ruba Kekula. But by Roiv Zayas, we don't. That's because it's not called an achila less than a zayas. Zayas is not just the shear, it's the definition of eating. You eat less than a zayas, you can't say rubik akuloi because it's not eating. You can't make rice into eating when it's not eating. But there are many other problems exactly. For instance, you need 40 saw of what rainwater. Not drinking? What? Less than a revius. That's exactly it. Revius is a shear. It's not that less than revius is not drinking. It's a different kind of shear than zayas is by solids. That's why rive revius can work. But you have to have a revius in the cup. You can't just have rive revius in the cup, right? Because rubik akuloi means if you have the kail, you only have to do rive of it. But if you don't, rubik akuloi can't say that rive is enough. Rubik akuloi can only say that that if you have a kail, you only have to do rive. Okay. Dr. Schwab tells me it's notes 5 and 7. I don't have Rabbeinu Artsko here, so I don't know what he says. So it doesn't help me any. I'm not going to get involved in the study of Rubik Akulai, but that's the famous Reb Chaim. For instance, nobody says that since 40 saw is enough to type in, you only need 21 saw. Because Rubik Akulai. You don't say that. You have to have 40 sa. So Chaim says Rubik Akulai means you have a shear, you only have to use rive of the shear. I have a revius in my cup, so I only have to drink rive of it. That's by revius. Now, any shear is that way. That's what Chaim says. If I have 40 sa, I don't really have to get into the whole 40 sa. As long as there's 40 sa there, that's enough. You don't say Rubik Akulai to create a shear. You only say Rubik Akulai from a shear, how much you have to use. But this is the whole sugya in itself. It's really not the sugya here, so I'll leave it alone. Zakti Gemara Baitan. Boy Abaya. Abaya had the following shayla. Nazir Shagilach, a nazir that took a haircut. The shayla stayed saris. And he left over 2 saris. That means he didn't do the mitzvah. Tamach Raishai, he let his hair grow again. Right, those saris, meaning the ones he cut off. I'm sorry, I thought somebody asked the kasha. Tamach Raishai, somebody, his hair grew, because of a gilchan. Then he cut off those 2. Okay, so on one day, he cut off everything and left 2, waited 30 days, then cut off, he didn't have to, again, he waited, and then he cut off those 2. The question is, do we say he didn't do it the first time and he didn't do it the second time? At no point did he cut off all his hair. At one point he cut off all his hair besides 2, which means he didn't. And then he waited 30 days and now he has a whole new head of hair and he cut off 2 and didn't cut off the rest. At no point can he say, I have all my hair off. But on the other hand, he did do the action of removing all his hair split into two times. That's the Shaila of Abaya. Mima'atvi Allah, it doesn't, the Gemara doesn't say anything. Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush, Samach, Nazar Shagilach, Mishayah Beisaris. Nimsa, Shalai Chayah Mitzvah Giluach. It wasn't Mikayah the Mitzvah Giluach, the Beisaris, Saris Mak was by. Because two Saris are Makes, right? So he didn't do the Mitzvah of Giluach. The next Rush. The Tamach Rashi, Aysan Saris Chazu V'Tamchu. They regrew again, right? They because of the Gilach Aysan Beis Saris Saris Shishayi B'Giluach Harishon. Then he cut out those two. Mi'amina and Harry Gilach Kol Sarisov Be'elu Beis Galchus. These two haircuts combination. He did both. He did all. I don't know if the Pam Shayin and the Gilach even the Shishayi Beis Saris. The first time he didn't do it, he left over two. That's the Namik, even the Tzomach Saresh, it regrew again. That's not called cutting it off, because the bottom line is, he still has hair left. Now, I said he waited. What?
I don't even hear the question. How could it be Yotza? I mean, at any point, he still had hair. He never shaved it completely. I mean,
well, who says the mitzvah that he shouldn't have hair? Maybe the mitzvah is the act of cutting off his hair. He cut off every hair. He cut off every hair. Now, I said he waited 30 days. It couldn't be that this, I mean, I didn't see anybody speak this out. I said he waited 30 days. I wonder if he waited 7 days, would we have the same shiloh? Because he now has chashuv hair enough to bend in half, would the same shayla exist? My personal feeling is yes, but to avoid proof, I just said 30 days and everybody would agree to me that at that point it's hair. But it could be that Abaye has the shayla, he took the haircut on Sunday, and the next Sunday he went and cut out those two. He now has 7 days worth of hair. I don't know. All I know is that the Gemara says regrew. It doesn't say to what point he regrew, and I didn't say anybody say what's the point of regrowth. I didn't see anybody point it out. The Gemara doesn't prove the shyness. I don't know what that law is. Anyway, we don't have nazir, so let's not in the mitzvah. Bari Rava, back to the Gemara. Rava asked the following shyness. Nazir shagilach, and nazir took a haircut. V'niach shnei saris, and he left over two. Then, let's say 10 minutes later, and I just made up that shir. V'gilach achas, he cut off one of the two that he left over. Now, had he cut off both of them, he did giluach. Doesn't make a difference to us that the first time he left two, and then 10 minutes later he cut off the two. By cutting off the two, he did the mitzvah of giluach. That wouldn't bother us. But this guy cut off one, the nusra achas, and the other one fell off by itself. So at the end of the day, he has no hair. He cut off every single hair, then cut off one, then the last one fell off by itself. Mahu, what is the dip?
Maybe.
So the Gemara, I'm sorry?
So isn't it the din if he cuts off all but one, he's Yotze?
Yes.
What's the
problem? What's the problem? It's a simple thing. The bottom line is he had two hairs left, right? And now he cut off those two hairs, one hair. So he did the mitzvah giluach. He cut off all his hair besides from one. So what's the problem? So what if he did it in two shots? Right? So I think that's Dr. Harris's question. He cut off all his hair and he left one and it fell out. And even if it didn't fall out, he was going to mitzvah giluach. And for the Gemara, Ela'ema nosra achas v'giluach achas. He left two. One fell out. And now he cut off the second one. Now, he didn't do the mitzvah giluach the first time around because he left two. And when he went back to finish it, there wasn't a shear to do giluach. There has to be, giluach has to be at least two hairs. Less than two hairs, there's no giluach because there's only one left. But he didn't do giluach because he left two. Then one fell out. That doesn't help him for giluach. He didn't leave over one. He left over two. Had he cut one, then he would have been doing the mitzvah gevurah. But he didn't cut that one, it fell out. Now he goes back to get the other one, it's too late. At this point, he's not doing gevurah anymore because there's only one left. So what's the din? He cut off all his hair, he left two hairs. Now he wasn't yaitzei gevurah. Then one fell out. So now he doesn't have enough to go do a geluach because there's only one left. The one left is not a problem. But the problem is he never did geluach because the one fell out. Amalai, so he answered him, geluach enkan, sar enkan. There's no geluach, but there's no hair. Frakti Gemara, I don't get it. He's sar enkan, geluach eskan. If there's no hair, so that means he cut off his hair. Frakti Gemara, haki kama. This is what he means to say. Abba Bisha Sar Enkan, Mitzvah Geluach Enkan. Even though there's no hair, but he didn't do the Mitzvah Geluach. The bottom line is he didn't fulfill the Mitzvah Geluach. Now it depends. We mentioned, we had this mentioned before in the Masechta, that according to the Rabbanan, Geluach is a Mitzvah. If you don't do it, your Naziris is over. The guy brings Kurbanos and doesn't do Geluach, he's not a Nazir anymore. He just missed out on the Mitzvah called Geluach. And it doesn't make him remain a Nazir. According to Eliezer, without Giluach, he's still a Nazir. So according to the Rabbanan, this guy lost the mitzvah. He left over two hairs, and he never went back and did it because one fell out, and at that point there was no mitzvah in him anymore. So he didn't fulfill his mitzvah. He left two, and he can't finish it. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he remained a Nazir. He didn't do Giluach. And therefore he has to wait 30 days and redo the haircut. Or maybe in this case, he would only have to wait 7 days because it's B'yayim Malais. Rabbi Eliezer said B'yayim Malais, you only have to wait 7 days. We had that earlier. Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush. V'gilach echad v'nasr echad mahu. B'yamina kibin v'gilach ala echad l'kai mitzvah gilach. He only cut off one of the remaining two. This is the first way of ruining Rava. I do makiva the mitzvah hitzchul galay chayle beis aras. He had two left. Kai mitzvah geluach. Right, he cut off one hair. He did the mitzvah geluach. Gilach saras sarim boiling. Most of the pshiti the kai mitzvah geluach. Of course he's mekayim the mitzvah geluach. Kiva the mitzchilas has galkus chayle kadei geluach. He had enough for geluach. Elaima nosr echad the gilach echad mahu. The shabal the galayach lohayba kadei shir geluach. By the time he came to cut off the other one, there was not enough left. Therefore, the question is, is he Yaitza or not Yaitza the midst of Giluach? And the answer is, Amaloi, Giluach Enkan, Sarah Enkan. He's Sarah Enkan, Giluach. Yes, God, how come? Abishay, Sarah came, this is Giluach Enkan. Hayom, but Taglachas, a reason Sarah based Sarah. When he left over two, the Atom Shabbalah Galeach, when Master stayed Sarah. But Kayim, this is Giluach. He left it over, and now he can't finish it because there's not enough here to finish because there's only one left, and one left doesn't bother anybody. So therefore, he never did the mitzvah geluach. That's what the Gemara is pashut. So according to Eliezer, he remains a nazir. The Rush doesn't speak it out, but the Mepharshim speaks this out because according to Eliezer, you need geluach in order for you to fulfill your naziris. The Rabbanan hold it's only a mitzvah. You miss the mitzvah. That's bad enough. According to Eliezer, you're stuck. But that's what the Be'iri speaks out, and Tysus of Baba Kama speaks it out as well.
So, Rebbe, how much of your hair do you have to actually cut off, and how much can fall out?
Everything but one.
You have to, by the time you finish cutting, there has to be less than one hair left, less than two hairs left. I mean, a guy can have, let's say, 10,000 follicles of hair. I have no idea. 10,000 follicles of hair. And he cuts off, and while he's cutting off, others are falling out. Doesn't bother me. As long as by the time he finishes cutting and he pulls that scissor, electric haircut thing away from his head, he has less than two hairs left. But if when he pulls that away, there were two hairs left, he didn't do the mitzvah geluach, and then one fell out, not going to help him. Dr. Mr. Reiter. Nazir, chayfeit, umefasbeis. A Nazir I'm sorry, anybody have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Statement.
What?
Essentially what you're saying.
I can't hear.
Hold on. Okay.
Essentially what you're saying is that there is no mitzvah of being hairless. There is a mitzvah of shaving. Shaving has to be done to the point either of completion or to be a minimum shear of two hairs.
One
has nothing to two hairs. It's not
shears.
No, it can't be two hairs. It has to be less than two hairs.
No, that's not what I said. There is a mitzvah of shaving. The shaving has to be done either in the first case and preferable to completion or if it has to be done with, I'm sorry, that yeah, there has to be done with two hairs. If there's one hair, there's no mitzvah of shaving to be done.
Because you can leave, the reason for that is because there's no, you don't have to remove that last hair.
Well, because there is no mitzvah of being hairless. That's simply a
concept. Yeah, okay, I agree with that. I agree with that. Nazir, chayfeh, nazir, chayfeh, mefasteh. A nazir can rub his hair. I think that's what chayfeh means. He can rub his hair. The Rishayim speak out. He can use different kinds of, I guess, shampoos. That's what they talk about. I mean, they don't use the word shampoo. But avoloi sirek. But he can't comb his hair. Now, we'll find out in a second why that is true. Let's read the Rush. Dr. Rush. Nazir chayfeh. He brings the French word. He can turn over his, rub his hairs using these kind of dirt things. Neser, I don't know what it is. Adama, that helps clean his hair. Even though he's a Nazir and he's not allowed to take out any hair, but he's not intending to. There's a machlekes throughout Chas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. If a person does something that might result in an iser, can he do it because he's not intending to do it? For instance, I want the case, the prototype case, the Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. I want to move a heavy chair across the ground. I might make a ditch in the ground. I might make a line in the ground that I benefit from. But I'm not interested in that now. At this point, I just want to move the chair. It might not. It's not 100%. Reb Yehuda says it's usher, and Reb Shimon says, I'm allowed to do it as long as I don't have intention. If my intention is to remove the hair, to move it, to make that ditch, it's usher. If my intention is to move the chair and I don't care about the ditch, meaning I'm not interested in the ditch, that's not my intention, I don't want it to happen, I don't care, so then the halacha is it's mutter. It's a davar shem mitzchavim, and it's not psik reisha. The word psik reisha is a word used throughout Shas. And that is, if it happens 100% of the time, it's called psik reisha. And the term comes from the one Amayra told the other one, can you cut the head of a chicken off and it won't die? Meaning it's 100% consequence that when you cut a head off, the chicken dies. So we use that psik reisha, cut the head. That's the way we refer to something that happens 100%. Anything that happens 100%, we call psik reisha. So over here, it's not a psik reisha. When you rub your hair with this Neser and Adama, it does not necessarily have to pull out hair. It might. You're not interested in pulling out hair. You're interested in cleaning your hair, and it's not 100% of the time going to happen. Therefore, it is mutter according to Reb Shimon. And this Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon. Avaloi sayreik, the habib sikreisha, to the mefaris v'gemara. So the Rosh learns that by combing hair, that's 100% of the time going to pull out hair. And therefore, since you're not allowed to pull, Nazir is not allowed to pull out hair, he can't do anything, even if he doesn't intend. I shouldn't say that. There's two ways to learn this. I'll explain in a minute. But if it's 100% of the time going to happen, it's usher. There's a machlokes Rishayim why that is true. Some Rishayim learn that because it's impossible to say I have no intention if it happens 100% of the time. 100% of the time means I know I'm doing it. So that's called light intention. And some Rishayim say, if it's 100% of the time, I don't need intention. The fact that it happens 100% of the time, this action is an action of pulling out hair. Whereas the other ones might not. But this is going to do it 100% of the time, So it's like saying, I'm pulling out hair, but I don't care to. You are pulling out hair. Therefore, it's us.
There is a problem with what you're saying. First off, natron is baking soda.
Thank you.
But that aside, chickens absolutely 100% do not die all the time when you chop off their head. That's why we have the statement, like a chicken with its head cut off. As a matter of fact, growing in Oklahoma, I have been on a farm on chicken slaughtering day, and what you do is you grab the chicken, put it on the chopping block, at least in the 1950s, that's what you did. You put it on a chopping block, and then after you chop its head off, you put it down on the ground, and it runs away. Over time, they all die, although there have been chickens which have lived for years without a head, much like the Democratic Party, but you can only say almost all chickens die very soon.
Again, I'm only quoting the Gemara. You have a kasha in the Gemara. That's a great kasha, but I still go with the Gemara. The Gemara says, stick rice in the yamas. Again, it's a good question. Not arguing. I'm not going to say.
I have seen it.
Again, I will say it one more time. Dr. Schwab, I will say it one more time. You have a kasha. But the Gemara says, sick grace means that happens 100% of the time. Now, you're asking a question. That's a 100% good question. But that's not, I have to deal with the Gemara. The Gemara refers to that as 100%.
Gemara also says that the water in Tveria, on the hot springs in Tveria, is heated by the sun passing under the earth close to the...
Again, Dr. Schwab, we're not going through this now. I'm sorry. I'm not going into this. It's not my point, the place now to argue about this. Maybe a different time. We're learning this Gemara. This is a side issue that I brought in to explain the word Sigresha. Any questions on Gemara in general is a different discussion. It's not for now. Jump to Gemara right. Chayvim v'mitzvah is mani Reb Shimoni. The Amar Davish and Mitzvah v'mutter. Chayvim v'mitzvah, who's it going like? Reb Shimon, who says a Davish and Mitzvah is mutter. Have a life sirek, us on the Rabbana. But a life sirek is going like Rabbana, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara does not understand at this point. The Gemara does not understand at this point that sirek is 100%. The Gemara understands at this point that sirek is also something that either happens or doesn't happen when you comb your hair. So the Gemara sees it as a contradiction. At the beginning, the Mishnah seems to say, as long as you're not intending, it doesn't bother us. And then the Mishnah seems to say that even though you're not intending, it does bother us. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Kula Reb Shimoni, Kula Tzairek, Lohasher Nimen Mududalus Mishchaben. Anybody that does a combing, is understood that the act of combing is to remove the hairs that are not attached well. And therefore, it's considered a Dabar HaMechaben. Therefore, it's considered as if he intended. So the way it seems that the Gemara is saying now is not that Cyrus is 100%, even though I'm going to retract what I say in a second. I'm just pointing it out. But that anybody that combs wants to remove the hairs that are semi-attached. And therefore, it's not Dabar She'eim Mischavim, it's Dabar Mischavim. The problem with what I just said right now is the rush in the Gemara, in the Mishnah said, that by life styrig, the Havi Ptik Resha, Kidim of Farish Vigamara. So, according to the way the Rush seems to learn, is that he learns that even though the Gemara says, the Hasr Nimim Mududalis Maschavan, the Gemara is really saying that the act of combing is Ptik Resha. It's a very difficult fit into the Gemara, I will admit. But the Rush and the Mishnah says, that Sirek is Tzik Resha, Kidim of Faresh B'Gemara, like the Gemara explains. Now, our Gemara doesn't seem to say that way. And our Gemara seems to say that Chayfeh U'mefaspeh is Dabash Ein Mischavim, and Sirek is Mischavim. That's how some Rishayim learned the Gemara. But then they don't learn that it's Tzik Resha, they just say it's intentional, even though it's not a Tzik Resha. But the Rush in the Mishnah says that the Gemara will explain it's a Tzik Resha. That means he's learning that when the Gemara says the Hasidimim with the Dalas Mischavim is that it happens 100%, therefore it's as if it's intended. That's how he has to learn this Gemara. Again, it's difficult, but the Rush is the Rush, and we're learning the Rush. Dr. Rush, back to the Gemara Mishnah. Now, the Rush, there's a Rush here in the next Mishnah, so we'll skip that for now. We're going to be small. Back to the Gemara. Nimin Mududalas, Nimin She'ena Mechubaras Yatha, they're not attached well, they're nightly not take. And it's easy to pull out. I can only say, if you look at Tysus, he says, Klasirik Lahasanimin Hamududalis. Now he doesn't say Mishchaven. He doesn't have that word. He doesn't say the word Mishchaven when he quotes the Gemara. So I'm wondering if Tysus and the Rush didn't have the word mischaven, and they just had where it comes automatically removes the half attached tears, and therefore it's a stick ratio. I wonder if they had the word mischaven in their Gemara, because the Rush doesn't bring it, and either the Rush doesn't bring it, and Tyson doesn't bring it. If they had the word mischaven, again, it's difficult to say that it means stick ratio. That's, again, I'm just pointing that out. Anybody can either take it or leave it, but the Rush explains that he understands that the Gemara is saying that Reb Shimon holds combing is 100%. This has to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but we don't learn halacha here, about combing hair on Shabbos, whether it's 100% going to pull out hair, it becomes usher. If it doesn't 100% pull out hair, we pass in its mutter. And combing is a question, does it 100% pull out hair? I don't know. I don't comb my hair. Not the Mishnah Vayter. The Mishmah Leimer. He can't use Adama. Because it makes hair fall out. Zuck the Rush. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, back in the Mishnah. He counts a certain kind of Adama, whatever Adama it is, that is a psik resha, that it will cut off hair. It will take off hair. Zog the Gemara, Iboilu. We had a shayla. Mitnei shi masheres asashar tzartanan, oiduma mitnei hamasheres. Is it that this adama will automatically make hair fall out? Or since certain adamas do, we ban all adamas? All kinds of adama are banned because there's a certain type that's a psik resha. Or is it the one that's a psik resha we ban? When it says Vayakov Adama Nation Masheres is Asar, is it because all the Adama always is made Asar? Or are there different kinds of Adama? Some are particular, some are not. But we ban them all because of the ones that are. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. That Nation Masheres is Asar, or because of the ones that cause, because there's ones that do, we ban them all. I have Adama, and I know for sure that it's not 100% that's going to fall out. I don't know if the word Maseris or Maseris. How does he pronounce it in our scroll? Shin or Shin? I think it's Shin.
Shin.
Sheris. Hechud Yedinan Loi Masra, if you know that it won't make a follow-up shopper. Iyamet Mehamaseris, if you're worried about the one that does fall off, you can never use Adama. Teiku, the Gemara does not know the answer. Zuck the Rush. The Nation Masheris is Hashar Tanan, but the Amar Adama Hamasheris. And then it only bans the one that actually makes it fall off. The Mehamasheris Tanan, the Asher Becholmini Adama, Zera Atuait Hamasheris. We would ban all the ones, Zera. Also the one that does make the hair fall off. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Nazir Shai Shai Si Yayin Chalayayin. Nazir was drinking wine all day. Eina Chai V'lacha. He was warned, don't drink wine. He keeps on drinking wine with one warning. He's only Chai of one. Even though he drank multiple times, but each warning is one lav, and he only did the lav over and over again. He doesn't bring yet Malkus. He only got one warning. There's a machlokes rishonim why this is true. Some rishonim claim because we can never be sure that he remembers the warning. Others say, no, it's because the halacha is warning only work for the immediate. Amulei al tishka val tishka. They keep on warning him. Bushaisa chayev akol achas v'yachas. Then he's chayev on each one. Chayev megalei akol hayayin. He pulls out his hair all day. They warned him. Ein chayev al achas. Amulei al tegalach al tegalach. What if they kept on warning him again? Don't pull out your hair. Don't pull out your hair. Right? Chayev akol achas v'yachas. Then he's chayev on each one. Hi, Matama Lemason, call our guy. We've been Matama to make
Rebbe
all day.
Rebbe, can I ask a question?
Rebbe, you sure can.
If he says it twice in the same moment, basically, that's not considered twice, is it? This is if some time passes in between each warning, no?
So again, this is a Machlokes Rishayim. Rashi, that the Ridva brings, according to the Masifta, of Machas Chafam Ben Aluf, says that the Aveira has to be within Teich Kedei Dibur of the Hasra. And if it's not the Teich Kedei Dibur of the Hasra, the person can say he forgot it. That's how Rashi in Makkos is quoted as saying. The Ridva brings a Re that says no, that in order to separate between Averis, you need different Hasra.
I'm saying, so but he says, don't drink five times. He's over on five lavin?
Yes. Each hasra makes it separate. Now the Rush here, and Tysus quoted in Marcus, learned because the hasra separate the Averis. Rashi seems to learn it's a forgetting thing, that the guy can claim, oh, I forgot it. Therefore, we can never give him Marcus.
There doesn't have to be a break between the time, like a day... Kedei Giluach or something like that? Like the Kedei Achilas Pras?
According to the Rishayim, Kedei Dibor.
Kedei Dibor between each Hasra, though. We're talking about between that, not between doing the Avera and the Hasra, between the two Hasrois.
No, let's say he has a gallon of wine and he's constantly guzzling it down and they keep on warning him. He's chayav malchus for every time he keeps on drinking.
Even though he's saying, doing like one
drinks.
Act of shasiyah, it's each considered.
Doesn't make a difference. He's both, no, there's not one act of shasiyah. You know, you keep on swallowing, you know?
So you're chayav in every... Wow, okay. Or every hour.
But again, so like if you say it 10 times, and Toch the Dibor.
No, he has to say now, in between. No, he can't. No, he can't say don't drink, don't drink, don't drink, and it counts for three. No, don't drink.
That's what I
drink.
Okay, fine. That's what I. Okay, fine.
Rabbi, can he?
I'm a tamei lemeis kolayim and a chayv alachas. I'm allowed to tamei or to tamei from a tamei chayv alachas. Yeah. Doctor Rush.
Rabbi, can I didn't hear the question. Yeah.
Yes.
My
please.
Question. My question is, can he eventually use his own intoxication, his voluntary intoxication, to say he didn't understand Altishta?
I guess at a certain point, you know, intoxication has different madregas, as I can testify from Purim. There are different levels of intoxication.
Yeah, so
there's a level
so his head is nodding, and people are yelling at him, and he's not, but he's still, you've seen people.
If
people
he's at that point,
still drinking.
He's so intoxicated. I agree with you that if he's at that point that he's so intoxicated that he doesn't understand things, then he wouldn't be chayav. Correct. But there's different degrees of intoxication. It would have to be intoxication to that degree.
Right. There's the intoxication if I can't hear, and there's the intoxication if I don't care.
Right.
Another question.
I'm sorry?
He said each swallow is an Avera. So if a person takes a drop of wine, a nozer takes a drop of wine on his tongue, is that considered an Avera?
Chashish yer. What if you eat a morsel of chazer? Is that an Avera?
Until now I thought so, but not anymore.
No, it's not true. I didn't say that. It's usher. It's an Avera, but no malchus.
So the nazir the same thing?
Nazir has a shear revius.
And if he has less than a revius, then...
There's no malchus. It's like a less than a zayat chazer.
It is still an avera.
Again, Chatzis Shir is Aser, but it's not Malchus. I don't know if you ever heard that people that eat fewer among Yom Kippur, right? They eat less than a Kiseves on Yom Kippur. They have to. It's mutter for them. It's a mitzvah for them, right? To eat on Yom Kippur at Pachas Megishir, right? Now, when they eat this Pachas Megishir, are they doing an Avera? Yes.
No,
are they allowed to do the Avera? Yeah. Again. Please, let me finish. When they eat that Pachas Megishir, they're doing something wrong that they're mischuyev to do. Just like somebody who's in danger is mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos.
Yeah,
so they're doing...
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you thought.
If the person that eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, it's an ase doche lo sase.
No, it's not as... Excuse me. So why can't he do a shir? Why do we make him do less than a shir?
Let's be on the safe side.
Well, the Reish Lakish.
Safe side what?
On the safe side.
He's doing easy. The answer is, let me explain, let me say the fact. It's usher any little morsel of iser. It's only chiyav einish at a certain shear. Yom Kippur, a person eats and drinks, he's chayav karas. Only if they eat and drink a shear. If they eat and drink less than a shear, even if they're not sick and they don't have a heter, they don't get karas. They just violated an iser. I mean, just, but it's violating an iser. Same thing is true here. We're giving him malchus. We can only give a person malchus if he drinks a shear. He didn't drink a shear. He only took a drop. That's not enough to give a guy malchus.
Okay.
Chayiv akoshtiyo shtiyo, chayiv and eat drinking. Dr. Rush, hastros mechalpin. The Rush says, the warnings separate the act. This is the Rush of Shita and Tyson's of Shita and Malkus. That the reason the warnings make the act into separate acts. Without a warning, we view it as one long act. That's not the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns because he can say he forgot. Tysus and the Rush learn that it's Xeris HaKasuv, that without a warning, we view it as one long act split into multiple parts. By having different warnings, that splits the act up. That's Tysus and the Rush Shita. That's what the Rush says. The Hasrois Mechalkas. The Hasrois split it up. Itma. Amar Rabba, Amar Ravuna. Rabba said in the name of Ravuna, Mikra Male Dibur HaKasav. The Torah spoke a complete, I don't know what word he uses to translate Mikra Male. How does he translate it?
Thorough formulation.
A what?
A thorough formulation.
A thorough formulation, okay. The Torah spoke. It says, Tupsukim by Nazir. One pasuk says, and I'm going in the opposite order of the Gemara because that's how it's written in the Chumash. Kol yimei hazirin v'ashem, al nefesh meis lo yagoy. The pasuk says, as long as he's a nazir, he cannot be come in yagoy into a place where there's a nefesh meis. Cannot be metame himself by going into a room where there's a meis. The next pasuk says, lo'avim le'imay le'echav v'achaysay lo yitame lehem b'maysam. He cannot be metame. So the Torah said two laven, lo yavoy and lo yitame. Two separate laven. Lo yitame shouldn't make himself tame, and one says lo yavoy, which means don't enter. So Dr. Ravuna, Amar Rab Amar Ravuna, Mikra Mala Dibarakasa. One lav is lo yitame, so Aymer lo yavoy, lahaziroi ala tuma, lahaziroi ala biya. That means if a person's warned, don't enter that house. And in that house, there's a person, a dead body. And if you enter it, you will be over two lavim. You enter a house where there's tuma, mace, and you'll also be over the lav of lo yitama. He will get two malkasim. One for the lav of lo yitame, and one for the lav of lo yavai. There's the Torah wrote two separate lavim. Entering the house where there's tuma is violating two lavim. Now, if he's not warned about both of them, he won't get two malkasim. But if he's told, entry into that house is two lavin. he will get two punishments, one for lo yitame and one for lo yavai. Avutuma v'tuma loy. However, if he goes and he's tummy already, and he warned him, don't become tummy again, he won't be either love. Because lo yitame is one love, don't become tummy. Once tummy, it doesn't make a difference. We're not passing Shabbos now, but this is what Rabbi says. So there's two laven for tuma and bia, but there's no laven for extra tuma. It's tummy is tummy. So if you tell a nazir that's tummy, don't touch that mace because you're tummy. He's tummy already. He's not chayiv anymore. That's what Rabbi Shita is. We will continue Meretz Yisrael tomorrow. I hope to be back in person. B'shat to the Shemaya. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Rabbi, he's not chayiv on either one?
No, he's chayiv one, not two.
Right, okay, fine.
We'll see.
Fine.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
There's no until 6.
It doesn't want to end my conference call, so we'll just leave it at that. Okay.